Tuesday, the 22nd of July. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is the feast day of St. Mary Magdalene. So who was Mary Magdalene? Do you remember? That's right, she is one of Jesus' disciples. And one of the titles the church gives her is that she is the apostle to the apostles. Why do we say that? Well, it's because of the story I'm going to read you now, and then we will take a little moment to pray with it. So listen to the story, and then we'll enter into it in prayer. This story happens on Easter Sunday morning. Very early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb, and she saw that the stone had been rolled away. And she got afraid, and she went and ran to fetch Simon Peter and the other disciple who Jesus loved. And she said to them, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." And then Peter and the other disciple ran to the tomb themselves, and they went in, and they looked, and they saw what they saw. But Mary stood outside the tomb, and she was weeping. She was really, really crying very hard. And as she wept, she stooped and looked inside, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and the other at the feet. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" "They have taken my Lord away," she said, "and I don't know where they have put him." As she said this, she turned around and she saw Jesus standing there outside the tomb, although she did not realize that it was Jesus. Then Jesus asked her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" Now Mary Magdalene thought that he was the gardener. And she said, "Sir, if you have taken him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will go and fetch him." And then Jesus said to her, "Mary." Then she turned around properly and looked at him and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabbi," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, but go to my brothers and sisters and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And so Mary of Magdala went and told the disciples, "I have seen the Lord, and this is what he said to me." So, let's close our eyes now, and we're going to imagine ourselves into the story. To begin with, take a nice deep breath of air. Breathe deeply all the way into your lungs and breathe out. And breathe in again. And breathe out. And breathe in. And out. I want us to imagine that early morning. Imagine Mary Magdalene. She had followed Jesus. She had walked with him. He was her friend and her teacher, and she really loved him. And then she had seen him be killed horribly. And now she's coming to anoint his body in the tomb. And maybe to mourn him a little bit more and cry a bit more. But he's not there. And when she goes to fetch the other disciples and they come back, they also don't find him in the tomb. So just imagine that moment as she stands outside the tomb crying. Really distressed. What have they done with Jesus' body? Her friend, her teacher is missing. And she looks into the tomb, maybe expecting that now he will be there. And then, the strange thing, there are these angels sitting, and they say to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" And she tells them, "They have taken my Lord away, and I don't know where they have put him." Can you imagine what she was feeling then? So sad. It's almost as though she doesn't even realize that these are angels. In that moment, she's too sad. And then she turns around, but she's crying so much, she sees there's somebody else there, but she can't see who it is. And she doesn't recognize Jesus' voice straight away. And again, she hears the question, "Woman, why are you weeping? Who are you looking for?" And again, she asks, "Have you taken him away? Where have you put him so I can go to him?" And then Jesus calls her by name. "Mary," he says. "Mary." Imagine that moment of hearing her beloved teacher say her name. "Mary." And suddenly she sees it is him. It is Jesus. What do you think she did? Did she run to him and throw her arms around him and cling to him? Maybe she just sobbed on him. We can imagine Jesus holding her gently, waiting for her to calm down, to trust that he is really here. Then he says to her, "Do not cling to me. I have a job for you to do. I need you to go and tell my other brothers and sisters that I have risen. I have not yet ascended to the Father, but I am going to ascend to my Father and your Father, my God and your God." And somehow in that moment he breathes his love and his courage into her. And she runs to tell the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." Imagine her joy as she goes to tell them, "I have seen the Lord, and this is what he said to me." Let's pray. Lord, help us to be like Mary Magdalene, to help other people to see your love present in our world, and to see it ourselves, to know that you are always very near, even when we don't recognize you and think that maybe you are also the gardener or somebody else. Help us to see you, to know you, and to follow you always. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.